We're just parked outside Lidl's here in Lisburn, and you can see it just over my shoulder. And this used to be the old Wellworth site in Lisburn, just at the top of the Knockmore Road. As you go onto the Longstone, into the right, there was Wellworth's. And I can remember Thursday was the day that Mum would have done the big shop during the week. And in the summer holidays, we always got wheeled out to Wellworth's on a Thursday morning for the big shop. I can still remember the music they played in the shop. I still remember the escalator that they had. I think it was the only shop in Lisburn that had an escalator that took you upstairs. And also, all of the checkouts, it seemed, there's maybe only 15 or 20, but it seemed that there were literally hundreds of checkouts and women punching in the price details into their tills, reading the stickers back before you had the scanners for the barcodes. And then as well, at the back of the store, they had a lot of big cardboard boxes all piled up at the window, and Mum would say, go and get some cardboard boxes instead of the bags. And you filled up the cardboard boxes, you took them home, and then you used the cardboard boxes to go down the stairs at home. So those were good memories, Wellworths. I don't think supermarkets have ever just been as good since. But as I was thinking about Wellworths, I was thinking about some Wellworths in the Bible. Maybe you say to me, what do you mean by that? Well, there are certain things that's well worth doing. It's well worth repenting of your sin. If you're not yet a Christian, the Bible says repent and believe the gospel. And except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You see, sin is serious. Sin binds us. Sin separates us from God. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And sin shuts us out of heaven. The Bible says there shall in no wise enter into heaven anything that defileth. Sin does not satisfy, and sin robs us of the joy of fellowship with God. And the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. So it's well worth repenting of your sins, turning from your sins. It's well worth confessing your sins. It's also well worth trusting the Savior. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's well worth repenting of your sin. It's well worth trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says, whenever you trust in Jesus Christ, you will experience the joy of sins forgiven. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So it's well worth trusting from your turning from your sin. It's well worth trusting in the Savior. It's well worth giving your life to God completely, consecrating your life into his hands. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And if you give your life completely to Jesus Christ, you will prove the will of God for your life, that God's will for you is good, acceptable and perfect. Well worth turning from your sins, well worth trusting in the Savior, well worth consecrating your life and sacrificing and surrendering your life into God's hands and taking up the cross. It's well worth praying. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's well worth witnessing to the lost. The Bible asks the question, how shall they hear without a preacher? The Savior said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. It's well worth serving the Lord, because there's a day coming whenever the Lord will say to those who faithfully serve him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's well worth reading your Bible. There's many things it's well worth doing. In other words, it's well worth living in light of eternity. Is what you're living for worth Christ's dying for? Let us labour for treasures of worth, ere toil ends at the close of the day. Well worth repenting of your sin, well worth trusting in the Saviour, well worth giving your life to God, well worth serving the King, well worth praying, well worth witnessing to the lost, well worth reading your Bible and obeying it. Bible well worths. May God bless you today, friend. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again, God willing, next time around. Bye-bye. God bless you.